Welcome to Masechah Shkolim, Perek Dal, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 4, Mishnah 9. Says the Mishnah, Achas l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days, Misharin es halishka, they would fix the price for the wine, the oil, and the flour that they would use for libations, for meal offerings. The halacha was like this, that the lishka, the storehouse, the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, of the temple, would have to pay for all these different things that they needed. Once every 30 days, they would fix the price, and as we'll see in the Mishnah, that price remains fixed regardless of what happens. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's always the upper hand for the hektish, for the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah explains, the Mishnah says like this, Kolam el kabbalah lav lasapik slasas. Whichever person decides to be the supplier for the flour, the wine, the oil, may arba, if let's say you were able to buy four se'ah, for one selah, one coin, and then what happened was, amdu mishalish, they went up to three sa'a for one coin. That means to say that the flour, whatever the items are, there was inflation, they became more expensive. Yisabik me'arba, the fellow that agreed to supply still has to give them four sa'a for one sela, four sa'a for one coin. Mishalish, let's say he accepted upon himself to supply it for three sa'a for one coin. The amdu me'arba, and then it went to four sa'a for one coin. It means they went down, the flour went down. Yisapik me'arba, he ends up paying the shiur, the amount of four. Shiyad hektish al yon, because the hand of hektish, the hand of the Beis HaMikdash, always has the upper hand, and regardless of what happens, they always win out. Now you wonder why a person would be willing to be a supplier, but the answer is because probably being a supplier to the Beis HaMikdash is a great merit, and automatically there's some type of bracha or blessing on one's parnas, one's livelihood, regardless of what happens. Continues the Mishnah in Misliyas Leilas. Let's say the flour gets wormy, and this is even after once they were ready delivered to the Beis HaMikdash. Hisliyalai, it's a problem for the supplier, and he has to replace them. Vimich mitzayin, if the wine became sour, even if it's once it's already come to the Beis HaMikdash, hach mitzlo, the problem is the suppliers, and he has to replace them. Veina makabel es ma'asev, and he doesn't get new money. Achehiyam izbeach meratze, I'm sorry, he doesn't get money, achem is bech maratza, until they actually use the flour, the wine, or the oil on the mizbech, on the altar. Only at that point does he get paid. That means if anything happens until that point, he doesn't get paid. Again, probably it's a great tchus, a great merit to be a supplier. So even if a person does perhaps take a financial hit in the long run, it's for sure a wonderful and worthy eternal investment. Wishing you a beautiful and successful day, a happy and a healthy and a safe day, and a wonderful upcoming week.